I say Happy New Year. Advent begins our church new year every year. And we celebrate this weekend with our banner, first one, hope. What is hope all about? I even reflected on it a little bit at the early mass, and I still see lots of kids out there. What was my definition of hope when I was a kid for Advent? Is I was hoping that these candles would get lit a bit sooner, because I knew as soon as all four are lit, Santa Claus was coming. It's a little different now, of course. Hope. And as we get older, we see the world and all its chaos, and I wish Jesus was here. All the peace, things like that. We need hope in our lives. Is my mic not on? Yes, okay. The promise of hope originated in Israel. It's what Advent is. I like to reflect on the great Advent hymn we just heard this morning. O come, Emmanuel. God with us. That's what Emmanuel means. That's the gift of what Christmas is all about. God gifted himself to us as the human race, came to be with us. We sing, O come, Emmanuel, and recount the words as the reason gave that God came into the world. It takes a few verses to get its meaning. O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel, that mourns in lowly exile here. The words tell us everything we need to know. Israel is the world that's being held hostage. They were slaves to their sin, slaves to the evil one. The world was suffering in exile here. That was our human experience, at least till the Son of God appears. Rejoice, rejoice, O Israel. The other verses kind of reaffirm it. O come, thou rod of Jesse, free thine own from Satan's tyranny. From depths of hell thy people save, and give them victory o'er the grave. Jesus, the descendant of Jesse, came to free us from the power of evil and give us a choice in how we can live. Death is not the last word. Matter of fact, when Jesus will rise from the dead, after he gets here, that is the last word. Hope, redemption, rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel. God with us, our hope, and we wait for that second coming. The meaning of Christmas Day, victory, our protector, our redeemer comes to the world. We celebrate each year singing, praising, begging, Emmanuel, come. God with us. We wait for Jesus to return. Jesus is with us, but not yet face to face. That's the human experience we want. We have Jesus now, but there's a holy longing in our heart. That's what hope is. A holy longing in our hearts for Jesus to return, to bring all things back to beauty. O come, Emmanuel. 1 whole month of our church year is dedicated to the promises of Christ returning to the earth and re-returning to the world. So for 2,000 years, the church has survived. It survived the horrors of ancient Rome. It survived even to the persecutions of our modern day in the Middle East, the deprivation of communism in Russia and China, in socialism in South America. It has survived. Still, the people cry out, they want more, they want Jesus face to face. O come, Emmanuel. China, it's now the fastest growing church in the world. Emmanuel has come. And in deprivation and persecution, the cries are always still heard there. Emmanuel shows up, that's what Jesus does. But we in the West, we struggle in a different way. We struggle in our abundance. We have to yell through the noise and the clutter of our lives, of our minds, of our hearts. Can our screams be heard to come, O come, Emmanuel? We must be loud, we must be persistent. In the abundance of our lives, we still need to take time and still ourselves to scream, O come, Emmanuel. We're not going to be heard through the noise of that heart. Need and deprivation, desperation screams, O come, Emmanuel. And the Lord answers. The church asks us discipline to still our hearts, reflect in the silence. Can we do it? I know this past month I've been really struggling, for when I start to pray, something else comes to mind in the first 10 or 15 seconds, and I shake that off. I go, what in the world? Can't I be peaceful for 10 seconds? I'll start prayer again, and then it happens again in 10 or 15 seconds. I'm thinking of something else besides God. How do we still our hearts? It's hard work, it's discipline, it's patience, it's hope. We find time for peace in the craziness of our lives. Yet even in abundance, we have to cry out in desperation. Hope is springing in our hearts. Come, Emmanuel, put us under this pandemic. Our hearts long to be with our families together. Our elderly parents, our grandparents need to be seen. They need to be at our tables. We hope with a hope that only God can give in the mercy of the Lord. Come, be with us, Emmanuel.